Songs in the Night for April 22nd. Therefore will I divide him a portion with the great, and he shall divide the spoil with the strong, because he hath poured out his soul unto death, and he was numbered with the transgressors, and he bare the sin of many, and made intercession for the transgressors. Isaiah chapter 53, verse 12. Well did the Father know that his Son's faith and obedience would be abundantly rewarded. Well did he know that the soul of Jesus, his being, would constitute the sin offering for Adam and his race. And well he knew that ultimately the Son should see a reward from this travail of his soul which would satisfy him, which would more than compensate every trial, every tear, every pain. And is it not wonderful that in God's providence the called ones of this gospel age may apply these same consolations and assurances each to his own heart, and know that all things are working together for good to them that love God, to the called ones according to his purpose? Is it not wonderful that we also have the assurances that if we suffer with him, we shall also reign with him, that if we experience travail of soul in following in the footsteps of our Redeemer, we shall have more than compensating satisfaction, and that the word of the Lord so guarantees it? To all who accept the Lord's promises in faith, the matter becomes a certainty. Faith can firmly trust him, come what may. Zion's Watchtower, 1905, page 206, hymn 111. The text again. Therefore will I divide him a portion with the great, and he shall divide the spoil with the strong, because he hath poured out his soul unto death, and he was numbered with the transgressors, and he bare the sin of many, and made intercession for the transgressors. Isaiah chapter 53, verse 12.